Hello, everybody. Welcome to Barnegie Hall. I see a lot of people that have been here before and a lot of new people, so welcome. And sorry we got started a little bit late. We're waiting. One of our songwriters is on his way. I'm Marilyn Zeidner, and I'm the Executive Director of Music on a Mission, which is a nonprofit where we take the benefits of music to people with different needs of all ages. And the barn here, we have shows, and we ask for a donation at the door, and they help to support our programming. One of our programs is Project Drew, which you're here for today. And Drew stands for Delivering Restorative Energy to Our Warriors. So first of all, I want to say for all of our veterans, thank you for your service. And you're going to hear some songs today that from our veterans. It was an honor to hear your stories, and I can't wait to hear the songs. And the songwriters that we have are just beyond the beyond. Their insight and their talent and compassion is what makes this program work. And they connect with a veteran one-on-one, and the stories are transmitted heart to heart and soul to soul. So I am going to introduce, first of all, I want to say that the program is named in honor and memory of Captain Drew Ferguson, who was a good friend of my daughter's and spent a lot of time here when he was in high school. And he was a musician and a poet and a painter, an artist, as well as a highly trained soldier. So he died by suicide in 2017, and this program is named in his honor, in memory. So I'm going to introduce Brian Ferguson, who is Drew's brother, and he's going to explain a little bit about our Drew logo and something that we have for the veterans.
Well, good afternoon. So this is it's a real privilege for me because I live in Nashville now and don't get to come back as frequently as I'd like for this. And it's a real blessing. I was just standing outside saying, you know, Drew, obviously my brother, when someone passes, for those of you who've lost people close to, you know, you don't always have the emotional energy to endure someone's legacy. And never could I have imagined my brother's legacy transcending in the way that it has. And what's extraordinary is that in every tragedy, there's this beauty. And this project Drew for my brother's life is that, as Marilyn mentioned, so Drew was, you know, well, first and foremost, you know, he was in the Army, and he spent, and actually, let me use the logo to segue. So the logo in the back here, you guys can see the drum. There's a painting out in the lobby, and there's also a photo of Drew you'll see in his uniform. But it's beautiful. Some of the folks involved in the project came up with the logo idea. So the drum itself is also based on a poem. So Drew is a painter and a poet. But if you notice, the drumsticks are at 1 p.m., which is 1300 in military time, or 13. My brother, they called him the 13th warrior because he went to Ohio University, and he's ranked 13th in the nation across all ROTC cadets. And just he was deeply passionate about this idea of service. And so he went into the Army and went to the 10th Mountain Division, went to Ranger School, and deployed for 13 months in Iraq. And he came home from that, and he went through Special Forces selection, and he became a Green Beret. And my brother went on to do three more deployments, two of them in Afghanistan, one in Africa. And he had an extraordinary, you know, very decorated, what's called Ground Force Commander in Special Operations. And I actually am also a veteran. I went through a workshop myself. And at one point, Drew and I actually crossed paths in Afghanistan, which was a really rich part of our experience together. But what I always say about my brother is the least interesting part about him is that he was a veteran. He was proud of it, and he loved what he did. But my brother was deeply artistic, and he loved music. He loved the creative arts in general as a poet and a painter. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you think of, you know, it's funny, when I was standing outside talking, on one hand, particularly yesterday morning on Saturday, you've got, you know, veterans come in and sit down and like, what am I getting into? I'm really nervous. And at the same time, the singer-songwriters are equally nervous because they have this responsibility to take your sacred story and in 24 hours turn that into a song, which is I mean, it's just insane to me. I can't sing, let alone write a song in 24 hours. But it's beautiful. And so, you know, I think about what all of that's come to represent, and I wish my brother had something like this, because I think if he did, he would feel more connected to his own story and to life in the way that hopefully all of you feel a little bit, either yourselves or for your families, to understand a little bit about where you came from. And so this has just been, you know, for certainly our family and my brother, extraordinary. But for now, the 75 or so veterans that Marilyn has put through, I really think this is one of the most extraordinary things and I do a lot of work in the veteran transition space, and I haven't seen anything like this. So I'm really excited for you guys to see these songs today and to dive in. We'll sort of, as we weave in and out of the narrative here, maybe touch a few more points. But I'd encourage you afterwards, I know Marilyn will say something later, but particularly for the vets to go sign the banner outside that is the Drew logo and become part of that legacy. But take some time to read the poem. And again, I will just say humbly, as a veteran, thank you to those of you who came out to invest your narrative here and take a little bit of a risk on something I know that's out of your comfort zone. So we have an awesome lineup today. This is a smaller show, but probably as high impact as it gets. So I'm going to start. Our first singer-songwriter, Charlie Wiener, is going to come up here with Tim Reed. And Tim I was just outside. I hope he doesn't mind me sharing. But I said, hey, how was this? Because I could tell yesterday all these guys were nervous. And he said, you know, I told part of my story I've never told anyone except two other people in my life. And so you think about the magnitude of that and sort of the sacred space to connect and then turn that into a song, which Charlie's done here in the last 24 hours. So I'll let Charlie speak more, but let's welcome Charlie Wiener.
We'll find out if he's done it in 24 hours.